Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 8th chapter. When he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him, and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them." When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." And the centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he marveled, and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. And when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and began to serve him. That evening they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah: "He took our illnesses and bore our diseases." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Vance Becker from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in North Mankato, Minnesota.
How do I know? This is a question we face in many ways, some more urgent than others. How do I know if that melon in the store is ripe or not? How do I know if I'm in love? How do I know if a product advertisement or a political candidate's claims are really reliable? You can get various advice about how to know these things, but our text from Matthew chapter 8 helps us with an even more urgent question. How do I know if God can and will love and help me? Verse 1 begins with the words, "When he came down from the mountain." That is where Jesus just preached the Sermon on the Mount, in which he turned a lot of conventional religious ideas on their heads. The previous chapter ends with the comment that people were amazed by his authority. Let's remember that for later. Now, Matthew groups together three accounts of healing miracles, which each happen in different ways. One thing they all have in common is that Jesus is reaching out to those that conventional wisdom would have said are disconnected from God. First, a leper who is banished from the temple as unclean. Second, an unworthy Gentile, not just a Gentile, but a Roman centurion, and not just him, but his slave. And third, a woman of lesser value in that society. We today have something in common with them. Though leprosy is rare today, we may find ourselves isolated, rejected, or feeling unacceptable to God and disgustingly repulsive to other people so that they keep a distance from us because of our impure thoughts, words, and deeds. Like the centurion, we may feel resented or like outsiders. At the same time, we are natural-born aliens to God's kingdom who deserve nothing from him. Even if we are not enslaved to another person, we may feel taken advantage of by others, and we become trapped in slavery to sinful habits, and so, like a slave, are driven to do things that do not benefit us. We may be sick and weak physically or spiritually weak with no energy to do what we really should. This leper is right about Jesus. If you will, you can help me. But how does he know Jesus cares about him and wants to? Jesus reaches out and touches him. No one dares to touch filthy, contagious lepers, but Jesus does, willing to take his disease on himself. There is proof that he is willing to help. He also touches Peter's mother-in-law, who is then immediately healed and gets up to serve him. The Holy Spirit never wastes words in inspired scripture, so why are we told she gets up and serves? Is it because that this is what a woman is expected to do? I don't think so. I think it is to show us how totally healed she is, ready to get back to work. There is proof that Jesus is able to help. Then in the middle is where Matthew, in typical Hebrew style, puts his main point. Here is a miracle with no touching and, in fact, nothing that can be seen at all. Now, what would give this centurion the idea that Jesus had power to heal long distance? John tells us that before this, there was another centurion from the same town who caught up with Jesus in Cana and asked him to heal his sick son. Jesus told him to go back home and his son would be well. Sure enough, it was true. Don't you suppose he told all his buddies about this? How did this centurion know Jesus could and would help him? He took his trusted friend's word for it. So how do we know, sight unseen, God will love and help us? Remember what Matthew tells us about Jesus' amazing authority? The point is, we take his word for it. To emphasize this, Matthew ends by quoting the prophecy, "He took our illnesses and bore our diseases." Here, Matthew shows that this word of Old Testament scripture is true, just as true as what this New Testament gospel is telling us. This includes Jesus' words, "I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven." This is the promise of eternal salvation, which, like the centurion, we receive through faith. We may never see miracles like Matthew reports here, but we can be just as sure that Jesus takes our uncleanness and even death on himself and makes us pure with his forgiveness, that he will strengthen us to serve others, and will help in ways we have no right to deserve. We have it on good authority, what God tells us in his word.
We thank Pastor Vance Becker from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in North Mankato, Minnesota, for today's meditation on God's Word.